and welcome to Nourish Your Biblical Roots Special Edition. I'm Bishop Paul Lanier, Chairman of the Board of Directors for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I'll be your host for today's podcast. We're broadcasting live from NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And during our time here, we'll be talking with special guests on a variety of topics. Today, I'm excited to be able to welcome to this podcast a guest whose music and life work are well known in our Christian audience, Bob Hartman. For more than a half a century, Bob's band Petra has ministered to and been the soundtrack for generations of Christian music fans. Hartman formed Petra in 1972 in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The band was a pioneer of the Jesus music scene and grew through the decade and beyond to become the world's most popular Christian rock band. Over the years, Petra released 20 albums, four of which won Grammy Awards with many different lineups. But from the beginnings until the band came to an end in 2005, and for the reunions since, including their 50th anniversary celebration, Bob Hartman has remained a constant for Petra as a guitarist, as a songwriter, and a visionary for the band's ministry. And as a Christian voice for decades, Bob is also a supporter and a friend of Israel. So it's with so much excitement that I welcome Bob Hartman to this podcast. Bob, welcome, sir. It's wonderful to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. It's such a pleasure.
There's so much talk about with you, but first I wanted to ask you, who were your musical influences? Who were the voices and the faces that had such an impact on you playing guitar, writing songs, pursuing music as your own life's work?
Well, you know, I became a Christian in 1970, and when I was 13 years old, I started playing guitar, and shortly after that, the Beatles came out, so I have to say that was a huge influence.
Wow.
And then we grew into a little bit harder styles with blues rock and so forth, so I came up through all of that before I became a Christian. And then when I became a Christian, I think, you know, those influences always come out in your music, and nothing is totally original. So, you know, I've been influenced by many things over the years.
But, you know, when you and Petra began to form, there was no template out there. Where did the idea, the imagination, the courage, where did it come from of, yes, we have a musical talent and gift, we also have the gospel that's changed our lives. How did you put those two together in such a radical sound that was so unfamiliar?
Well, we were lucky to be in a Bible school that was part of a church that was very progressive and believed in doing all things to reach some people, you know. And so we felt like we had grown up with this music and had learned to play it. And we thought, what if we put this music with Christian lyrics and went out and played for people who would only listen to rock music and wouldn't be reached by any traditional church music? And that's how we started as an evangelistic group.
Wow.
And we played in parks and prisons and coffee houses and places like that.
Well, you know, one of the main significant pillars of the fellowship's ministry is building bridges of faith between Christians and Jews and in helping Christians fulfill the promise of Genesis 12 and 3 by blessing God's children. How have you been blessed by Israel and by your relationship with the Jewish people?
There weren't any Jewish people in my town when I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And my first roommate when I went to college was Jewish.
Oh, wow.
So it was a real learning experience. I had never met a Jew or knew a Jew. And so meeting him in such a close encounter was a real educational experience.
Wow.
And I began to appreciate how much Israel is watched over by God and how Israel should be watched over by us as believers, as Christians. And as I learned more about the Bible after becoming a Christian, I began to see more and more God's plan as it pertains to both Israel and the church. All the things that are happening in Israel right now are of great concern to all of us who are believers.
Bob, I know that Petra is no longer active, except, of course, for the reunions. But what musical projects are you working on right now?
Well, actually, there's going to be a film, actually a couple of films.
Oh, wow.
That deal with different aspects of Petra. And we are working on some music for a soundtrack for that. And it'll be out probably next year.
That's fantastic. First of all, I want to thank you for coming by the table and allowing me to interview you. But thank you also for the decades of ministry, for the anointing of God that's been upon your lives, for the sound that has so altered and changed and encouraged an entire, well, more than a generation, generations of young people and those of us that aren't quite so young anymore. But that sound that gave us the gospel, the good news, in a way that we could embrace, that we could accept, that spoke to us so profoundly. Your fingerprints are all over a generation, and you've had such an extraordinary, been such an extraordinary influence and encouragement, and I thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
I want to pray. Father, I thank you for this extraordinary man of God, for his life of ministry, for the group Petra Rock, and I ask today that you would, again, place your hand upon them and hover them and saturate every part of their being. Continue to use them strategically to let a lost, hurting, struggling world know that the God of heaven loves them. And for all of this, we give you praise. Amen. Thank you, Bob, so very much.
Thank you, Bishop.